God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you have a superstitious friend? If you do, you're probably smiling right now because you think how funny they can be. Here's a guy, he has a lucky rabbit's foot, so he doesn't need a plan. Here's a lady, she has a bias, so she doesn't need knowledge. Here is Israel, God's people, going to battle against Philistia, and they had the Ark of the Covenant, so they did not need God. Now, that did not end well. The Bible says that the Ark of God was taken, verse 11, and the two sons of Eli, the priest, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. When Eli heard the news that the ark had been taken captive by the Philistines, he died. When his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, who was with child, when she heard that the ark was taken and that her husband had died, she named her child, and then she died. And what did she name her child? The last verse of the chapter sums up the entire story. And she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, for the Lord of God is taken." And in the verse before, she named the child Ichabod, which means no glory, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken." Now look, Israel was superstitious, and the reason they were superstitious is because they were substituting the ark of God for God himself. You know, there's this psychological idea that we oftentimes substitute an easy answer for the real answer. We substitute the answer that is most readily available and makes the most sense with the limited knowledge we have. We substitute that for the real answer. So for example, if someone asks you, "Are you happy?" Well, that's a big question, but we have some easy answers that end up being substitute for that big question. So we think about what we just had for lunch and whether we liked it or not. We think about how hot the day is. We think about how much money we have in our bank account at that moment. Now, none of those things are irrelevant, but none of them are happiness. And yet we substitute money or climate or how much we enjoy our meal. We substitute that answer for, am I happy or not? Douglas MacArthur famously said, "In war, there is no substitute for victory." And yet in Israel's case, they had substituted the Ark of God for God himself, for God's literal presence. They said, "Hey, we've been defeated by the Philistines. Let's take the Ark." Verse 3, "It may save us out of the hand of our enemies." Not God may save us. It, the thing, may save us. So what is superstition? Superstition is substitution. It is substituting something false for something that is significant. Now, when do we discover that we are living on substitutes, not living on God himself? And the answer is when things get difficult or when things change. In Israel's case, they were in battle against the Philistines and they realized, we don't have God. You know, ironically, they knew they had lost the battle. They didn't realize that they had lost God, and that was the real problem. The problem was not the glory is departed from Israel because we lost the ark. It's the glory is departed from Israel because God has departed. They were superstitious. They thought that they could put God in a box. They thought that they could control God and confine God. And friend, you can do neither. Submission is power. It's when God controls and confines and motivates us. God has us. So the bottom line is, superstition is substitution, and there is no substitute for God himself. In the first place, there's no substitute for God. God is not a place. Now, they took the ark out of Shiloh, the place that God had chosen. They took it to the camp of Israel, and when it got to the new place, there went up a great shout from Israel because they thought, "We're saved. The ark is here." But their salvation was not a place or the thing that came from that place. It was a person. I think about the Bill Rice Ranch. We have camp here throughout the year and also West Branch in Arizona. And I can think of a lot of people who have made life-changing decisions here at the ranch, at camp. I can think of some rather prominent preachers who made really significant decisions at camp, either as a camper or later as a preacher. And I thank God for that. The ranch is a special place to me as well. But what is most important is not the place, but the one working at the place. My dad, his cousin, when he went to a Bible college, said to him, "Bill, the easiest place in the world to backslide is in a Christian college." Why? Because you're swept along with the rules and the codes and the spirituality of the school, and maybe you're not tending to your own relationship with God. So maybe I'm in a fellowship, or I'm in a church, or I'm at a camp, or I'm in a college, and I think, I'm okay. We aren't seeking the answers from God himself, from the Word of God. We just know our group accepts this, so I don't need to think about it myself, and we feel safe that way. Can I just tell you, there's no substitute for God himself. He is not a place. He may use places, but he's not a place. There's no substitute for God. God is not merely a thing. The ark was gone, but God had been gone before the ark. Now look, there are things we should treat with care. I think about my Bible. I do not place my Bible on the floor. I can't. It's just a mental thing. I cannot do it. I don't place my Bible, if it's in a stack of other books, on the bottom or even in the middle. I always put it on the top. Now, is that a way of showing respect to God's truth? Perhaps it is. Could that be superstitious? Well, yeah, it could. If I tell a group of people, hey, how many of you have your Bible? Hold up your Bible. And everyone cheers. That's great. But do you read the Bible? Do you regard the Bible? Do you submit yourself to God's truth? It doesn't matter how much, you know, superstition you have in caring for the physical copy of your Bible, if you don't know the truth and love the truth and have a dedication to honestly seek the truth. There is no substitute for God himself, not a place, not a thing, not a person. Eli the priest was gone. His wretched sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they were gone. The daughter-in-law of Eli was gone. The child that was left was named Ichabod. The glory is departed. The ark of God was gone. But the problem was that God himself had departed. Israel knew when they lost the battle to the Philistines, but they didn't know when they had lost God himself. Ironically, Israel and the Philistines had different gods, but the same mindset about their gods. And so, friend, today, when do you discover that you're living on a substitute? When things get rough, when things get hard, when you lose those things that perhaps subconsciously you've been substituting for God himself. Can I just encourage you? You can have God anytime and anywhere. You can have God right now. God's grace, God's power, God's comfort, God himself. You can have God anytime and anywhere that God has you. So may God help us not to substitute anything for him. Superstition is just substitution, a rabbit's foot for a plan, a bias for knowledge, some thing or place or person for God. There's no substitute for God himself, and God is the one who can be real in your life today.